Turuntuset tulee Joonael.
And today our main topic will be brand journalism. As this is one of the hot buzzwords in marketing right now, and I think that every major company is discussing about how to set up a brand newsroom, or how to agree on members of the editor team, or about what the publishing calendar would be. Of course, the smaller companies often refer to content marketing and talk about mainly only posting on Facebook. And Maria, my question is, you have been in the field for a rather long time now. And let's look at the basics first. What do you think is the main difference between brand journalism and content marketing, or is there any?
Well, there is some, although I think that there's always some buzzwords that everyone wants to follow. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And it was a couple of years ago, it was content marketing. Now it's brand journalism. And brand journalism was there also 10 years ago. It was a big buzzword then also. But I think that there are some differences. But both of these words, or both of these ways to do brand awareness or company awareness in internet and social media, they both generate customer-centric material and stories. And that is, of course, good for the customers. But I think that there are some differences which lie in their goals. Brand journalism goal is to find and tell brand stories in order to build brand image and brand awareness in general also. But content marketing goal is maybe more influence customer behavior and create loyalty, as well as to more directly get more sales. So I think that content marketing is like more, it's more focused on delivering more sales to companies.
So in general, the ideal situation is to have both, isn't it?
They should exist together. If you use both, then you probably get the best results. I believe that. Because first you can use brand journalism to create brand awareness and tell great stories. And then when people maybe know you a little better, you can use content marketing to generate sales. But of course, you don't have to kind of think of both in individual, but use them like great siblings to generate great content in the internet and about your products and about the companies as well.
Absolutely. But what do you think, why a company or a person also should think about the terms of brand journalism as a marketing tool?
Well, it's obvious that in today's marketing environment, brand journalism is important. People are not so interested about advertising. People are interested about stories, and they want to hear great stories. And by telling them to people, you get more people to engage and buy stories. Companies are able to create brand awareness. Well, I think that McDonald's marketing officer Larry Leid said it already in 2004 that mass marketing don't work anymore. People don't believe it. They want interesting stories, maybe content, more content than just marketing. Marketing doesn't kind of work anymore, so it's important to also help your customers to know more about also your products, but also everything that can be related to those things that your company does. So it's kind of also helping your customers to know more the things that they are interested in. I think that maybe their brand journalism is especially important for those brands that need great awareness, that kind of serve mass and needs lots of people to know about them. But also brands and companies who have great stories or want to help people in their life, like IT companies like F-Secure and companies like that can also use brand journalism quite well.
Does it mean that that if there is a, let's say, a field that is less known or people don't know the background, then it would be more interesting to open up the doors for the possible clients or for the possible target audience?
Yeah, that is important, and it's the great benefit of internet wholly, because you can tell about your brand and you can tell about the stories behind your brand and behind your company kind of quite easily. You don't need to get the media journalists to help you, but you can create your own media and tell your stories via your own channels.
So you mean that their own channels are not the classical, only the classical, let's say, newsletters or web page, but their new channel, their own channels you can have are connected to social media, or how do you define it? Or
I think that companies shouldn't focus on solely the channels they kind of know or the channels that are in the top of their minds. Earlier on, you mentioned that smaller brands are using Facebook, but usually the companies, if we talk about smaller companies, they usually know in advance that's what channels they want to use. But I think that they should focus on serving their clients and serving their focus groups. And sometimes their focus groups read magazines, and sometimes they should use email letters. Sometimes it's social media, but it depends on the target group, and it depends on what channels people use. The channels usually nowadays are more and more connected to social media, but not always.
But let's take an example. Let's take an IT company who is doing something, a great program that helps I don't know, maybe some kind of other companies, let's say a production company, something that helps, I don't know, streamline the production. There are a lot of this type of companies probably making some kind of programs there. So let's take, if this is the situation, what type of channels should they choose, or how should they choose it?
Well, there are lots of researches about what type of people use what kind of channels to get more information. Usually, if we talk about IT people, they use a lot of social media, but not necessarily always the ones that are in the greatest buzz. Everyone uses usually Facebook in some level, but not necessarily to get information about the things that they do in their professional life. If you want to engage with IT companies, CEO, you might consider investigating would they use some LinkedIn groups, or do they just discuss about codes in GitHub environment or things like that? So you should do a research of your own or buy a research from a research company to get you more information.
Thank you. It was a very good example describing how difficult it is when we really always tend to think in the terms of Facebook, let's say, what is the most popular social media channel in Estonia. I think everyone tries to reach Facebook, but absolutely that there might be people with different interests.
Usually I think that the Facebook is like the phone book of 2010.
2010, not 2014.
From 2010 to maybe 2020, something like that. But now everyone is in Facebook, but they don't necessarily use it as such. And it actually, I think that women that are over 40 years old are in Finland anyways most active in Facebook. But younger than that or are using it less than 5 years ago maybe. And the youngest people, teenagers, don't use it. They are there, but they don't use it so actively anymore. So if you want to engage people and really discuss with them, it's not necessarily the right place. It might be, but without investigating about your current situation, you don't know it. So the what channels you use is the most important part of any marketing or content marketing or brand journalism or social media marketing in the internet. That is the thing that I think companies should focus more.
Absolutely. Maria, what do you think, how many different channels should a company for who wants to use brand journalism or content marketing use? What is the ideal situation? Is it always the more the better, or are there other rules?
Well, I think the company should start by developing an action plan. You could use a social media action plan or web marketing action plan, but anyway, the thing is that you should describe the goals that you are aiming to, and then think about, after the goals, you think, of course, the people you are targeting to, the channels, and then you have to also consider how many people or how much money you can use. Of course, if you want to and you have to, time and resources, you can pick up even 10 channels. But usually I think that you should first anyway maybe put your focus on maybe 3 to 4 channels you use. Not just one, because it is important to also that your customers know that they can find you in different channels and they also see you in different channels. But I think that if you start using channels in social media, maybe you should focus on 3 or 4, and then you can use more if you see it benefiting your goals.
Okay. And so if you come now from channels to the content, is kind of content-wise, what is smart to do? Is it smart to multiply one piece of content into different channels, or should it be somehow adapted to different channels, or should you generate different content for different channels? Maybe there are more options. I couldn't think of more now.
There are all kinds of charts going into internet and different like approaches to this, but I think it's not good always to use same content to different channels, but usually the same content can go to multiple channels, but only in some situations. So in beforehand, it's important to think that what would benefit our customers and also other people. What can we tell that would be interesting and helpful to them, and via what channels our message will go through. And of course, there are different channels for telling the content or putting the content in, and then there are different channels to spread them. And then there are channels like Facebook that you can spread your content from blogs and video blogs, and then you can also put their content that isn't in other places. So it's not always easy to think about that thing, but I usually if my customers put things on their blogs, they usually of course spread the word through Twitter and Facebook and other channels as well, and of course through channels from their employers, like through LinkedIn and other channels as well. But then there are no point of putting the same content to every channel, because you can have the same goals and you can put like kind of same helpful things, but if you want to write it down or do a video tutorial, you can kind of discuss about the same topic but with different content. And that's usually the best practice, to think about maybe that this week we want to discuss about brand journalism and how
we are discussing.
Yeah. If kind of I would want to discuss with my customers about brand journalism, I could think about that, okay, Monday I want to put a blog about it, what it is about exactly, and maybe Tuesday I could a little briefly put things about it in Facebook, and maybe get a follow-up podcast on Wednesday, and that then have a slides about how you could do a brand journalism strategy in Thursday. So maybe I should maybe you should have one content per week or per month, and then put different things in different channels discussing about the same content.
Okay, so like to elaborate the topic bit from different angles and different means.
Yes.
Okay. Is this this a basis, let's say a small and medium-sized company should take as a basis, that okay, one topic per week or one topic per month in different channels is something that should be like a, let's say, like a brick in the calendar, that this is something you need to keep on?
Well, I think it's not necessarily, but it helps the small and mid-sized companies to have enough people and enough resources to get great content to customers and enough content to get more brand awareness, because it's important to have great content and have it often enough, but as we all know, it needs lots and lots of resources. So if you have one topic and you discuss it little differently in little different channels and have different contents in the same topic, it's more easier to do it all budget with a team of one or two persons.
Absolutely, I do agree, and it's a very good advice, because always there are hundreds of channels you can really drown into, but then you realize that you don't have the strength.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I wanted to also ask about the measurement. This is also, I know in Estonia, it's a very challenging for marketeers to measure. And when we come to measurement of the brand journalism, then I think that everyone is saying, oh, stop here. We are just trying to understand the basics, not tell us about the measurement. You know much more about how do you think brand journalism or should be measured?
Well, I think that you should focus on measuring your own improvements over time. So you can measure brand awareness among people and how it develops over time. But you can also find many analytics tools online. For example, you can measure what is the crowd of viewers of your videos and other content like blogs, how many followers you have compared to your rivals, maybe how much traffic your content is driving to your websites, how long people are watching your content or listening or reading your content, and does they share it? And if they share it, where do they share it? This helps also defining the channels you should use. And also, does your content generate leads or sales? Or if you are an advisor or consultant, does your content generate does somebody ask you to speak public speakings and things like that?
Okay. So I just wanted to ask the brand awareness part. Do you mean that the brand awareness should be measured in the kind of old ways when we asked people that, can you tell us, measure the spontaneous awareness of the brands and the aided awareness? Or are there any smarter technical ways to measure or to understand that my brand awareness has grown?
There are great tools like Brandwatch or there are other tools that you kind of can know about what goes on the web and thus people discuss about your content. So yeah, there are technical ways to do it as well.
Okay, so you don't need to go out and ask every time you want to know if something has improved.
Yeah, of course. You can, but I think that you should measure brand awareness among people, but you don't need to do it by asking them directly. You can use technical ways and technical tools as well. And there are great, I actually like most about Brandwatch, but there are tools that are for small and mid-sized companies as well. So yes, you don't need to ask it.
That's good. And then I just wanted to ask that can you give some good benchmarks? Some good examples, companies, versions doing the brand journalism right, and what are the results you could achieve by investing into this part of marketing?
Okay, yeah. About the examples, I think that Red Bull did a really great example with the case of Felix Baumgartner.
The guy flying from the...
Yes, the guy flying from
anywhere. Yes, from elsewhere.
Yeah, because it was a great example for brand journalism. It was journalism, but it was also discussing about Red Bull all the time. So, but these are, of course, rare examples. And then HSBC, and they have this site, Business Without Borders. I also would advise for getting to know that. But then there are discussion about whether or not a company should do brand journalism. And there are also people that are kind of saying that it's not that good, or it doesn't generate as much benefit for small and mid-sized companies, because you don't have the time and the effort to get your own media and get your own journalists to cover all the stories. And there are some companies who have kind of put down the brand journalism sites that they had in a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but what do you think, how many, I don't know, man hours are needed to do brand journalism, let's say, properly? Maybe it's not a good measurement, but let's say if I have 4 to 5 different channels, what I need to keep up, and how many people or how many man hours per week should I invest into it?
Well, I know small companies who have only one person to do marketing and all things related to that, it's usually a couple of hours per day. That if one person uses a couple of hours per day, it's kind of it's enough to do everything properly. But you should do it daily. So the best thing, of course, is if you have somebody to do it all the time. But I know it's not possible for many companies. So they should have a person who is kind of top of the thing. But then the best way is if you have everyone in your company to do and share great contents as a part of their daily routines. In Finland, we have this company, IT company Reactor. Have you heard about it?
No.
Well, they actually have social media channels. Like, they have Instagram that all of the company workers can post on, so everybody knows the password, and they can post work-related material to their Instagram accounts. And I think that the brand ambassadors within the company are the most valuable people. That if you have like regular employers to tell great stories about your company and your products, it's the best way, and probably can in some cases, if we talk about small companies, it's the only way to do it good, so that you can drive results and don't have to kind of have oversized budget for it.
Okay, but it means still that you need to coordinate it, yes?
Yes.
You need to
yes.
have one central topic per month or per week. You need to coordinate it between different employees who can bring in different angles, because otherwise it's just probably kind of a great mess.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. And I think that marketing or PR manager of the firm should be kind of the owner of the process and coordinate it, and they you should focus on what you are doing. I usually there are lots of firms that they say that they are in social media, or they have marketing company marketing campaigns and they do brand journalism, but they do it kind of in campaign basis. So they kind of don't do it in every week and every day of the year, and they don't measure or they don't coordinate it. And then you don't have the benefits you can derive from the brand journalism or online online discussion with your customers. And I think that the marketing manager is the key player in here, and he and or she should kind of really do a great calendar and discuss with other employees on how the company will do it and how can they drive results from the publishing.
Of course, and probably also I think it's important to share the outcome so everyone understands that, okay, I came up with this idea and this brought us, I don't know, so many contacts or so many leads or so many shares. So I think that it's probably a learning journey for all of the company.
Yeah, that's true. It's important to tell about the results and show examples how the content that the company has done and has shared has helped the company to get better results and kind of maybe drive sales or whatever is the goal for the company. There actually one company in Finland that does kind of one, they have a social media tool for measuring this. It's called Smapsare, and they sell their products for companies to kind of measure and share content via employees through social media channels.
And now I come to my very last question, but is a bit from different field, but still. What do you think, how should brand journalism basics or brand journalism in general, how should be it used in order to market the country?
Okay, this is an interesting question. Also, because you're in Estonia and I'm in Finland and your country, I think that Estonia has kind of also market itself to Finnish people in many ways. And I thought this, for example, in here when I thought about your question. But if, for example, country wants to do brand journalism to other countries' citizens, in Forex traveling or in other for other goals as well. Well, it's important to tell stories about the target audience in this country. If for example, Estonia with brand marketing to Finnish entrepreneurs in Finland, Estonia should focus on telling success stories about Finnish companies in Estonia. Of course, through those channels that Finnish entrepreneurs use. For example, LinkedIn or Twitter would be great channels to do this. So I think that's one thing. Or other, if I think that if Thailand wants to do brand journalism about how great land that is to for travelers, they should focus on telling great stories about travelers in general, maybe with blogging, and also you can have other content as well, tips, like tips on what travels should have in mind when they go to Thailand, or news updates about travelers there, maybe case studies, video tutorials, expert interviews, and things like that also. So you can do blogging about people, but you can also have fact materials about the country.
Very good. I really hope that the officials of Estonia who are responsible for Estonia as country branding will listen to that and really think about how to use your advice.